The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, this I'm excited about. I got the CCIMs, I got FIU here. We're going to talk about their relationship and how they help people have business careers in Miami in real estate. We've got Dave Himmel. We're going to talk about our LinkedIn tips. He's the man from PwC that helps it keep on rocking. We got Sanjay calling in with a Wiki Realty discussion about our new Freedom Business app. And we're going to have Larry's in at the end of the show talking about sports, supercar events, and the Marlins. Oh, my gosh. It's an awesome day. I can't wait. So let's just go get started. AC, it's yours.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity, you know the roof on fire. We go boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
All right, we're dancing, we're rocking, and we're getting it hot for the heat later. But we're going to start off with Warren Henry. Larry's in, our man. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why I have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And you know by now that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. We'll talk to Larry a little later about what that is. And a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me. As a member of the Warren Henry family, always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Turn it up, AC.
If you think I'm burning out, I never am.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, by now you know you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed expertise that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
Calling all fish fans. The next All-Star Bobblehead Giveaway is Saturday. Join the action as our Miami Marlins host the Philadelphia Phillies. The first 10,000 fans get a bobblehead of the 1995 All-Star Game MVP himself, Mr. Marlin, Jeff Conine, courtesy of Fox Sports Florida. You won't want to miss this exciting matchup against our division rivals. So slide head first into Marlins Park for your chance to get your limited edition Jeff Conine All-Star Bobblehead. To purchase, go to marlins.com/ticket offers.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Fried on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got the best part. No, actually, each segment's the best part of our show in order. And right now, we've got the best first segment of the day. High five, Frank.
Hey, high five.
Frank Mello Rodriguez. He's the marketing director for the CCIM National Association. And we've got Dr. Bill Harden, who's got lots of academic credentials, but he's the guy that leads the charge in South Florida at the Tibor and Sheila Hollow Center for Real Estate Studies. What do you call it down here?
Hollow School of Real Estate.
That's fair enough. Hollow School of Real Estate. You getting this stuff, AC? All right. Now, Frank, it's yours. Take it away.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. We're very honored here to have Dr. Harding. He represents the FIU, the director of MSRE. And we have a university alliance. And as part of our alliance, we have him today for our CCIM voice. And we want to discuss how that relationship is working out for you guys and what value it's bringing for the students. And that's why I have you here, Dr. Harding. I'm so glad.
Well, it's a great opportunity here because I think you know, Frank, since you're participating both as a CCIM and as a student in the master's program, and that kind of gives us an idea of how things work, which is we have people who are professionals, who have experience, who want to learn more. Then we have some other students who are younger and may not have the experience, so you put them all together. You take the CCIM designation and all the opportunities that CCIM provides every month where students can go and talk to real professionals about what's really going on. And it's very successful. The way our program works is we're a university partner. You come to FIU, you get our degree, and that allows you to basically complete 75% of your education requirement for the CCIM. So as long as you're out there doing deals and making things happen, you'll have the credentials so you can sit for that exam and get the designation, which we all know has a lot of value in the real estate community.
You know, that's one of the things that Dr. Harden and I were talking about earlier, Frank, is how the future of real estate is kind of going in a couple different directions. And one of the main forces in the employment field for real estate is going to be working with firms that need a branding and marketing assist that may have a good local presence but need a national affiliation. And I think that ties right in with what you're doing together with the CCIMs, doesn't it, Doctor?
Yeah, I think if – the beauty of the CCIM network is that there's a certain level of skill and ability that everyone with the designation has. And so it's a built-in ethical quality global network. Okay, so that's important in real estate because in order to be successful, you have to say, hey, I have a client who's doing something in Tampa. Who do I know? And everybody has their network, but there's also the built-in network of the CCIM because that means you have quality. That means you have an ethical background. And as I tell students, it means that you've been vetted. One of the things that the students don't understand is that you can have all the credentials and you can have all the things you need to become a CCIM, but you have to have a recommendation. And CCIMs don't give recommendations simply because someone calls them on the phone. They have to personally know that individual. And they spend time knowing that individual to say, hey, this guy's a good guy or a female.
You know, the other thing is that I always said in my experience has been is that the real estate business is a mentorship business. And with the CCIMs, you find out who might be a good mentor. And I guess with the relationship the university has with the local chapters, it actually gives everybody a test drive.
No, and absolutely. You know, thank you, Dr. Harding, for your kind words. As from a non-designee, he definitely has it down, and that shows FIU's commitments to its students because we've spoken nationally to other universities, and, you know, they're only getting their feet wet as to the value of the alliance. And FIU has recognized that their students get the fast track, and the fast track is building these connections and these connections and relationships. And with FIU, they've been so gracious. They allow us to use their facilities for educational purposes, and then we share that back. Like on May 13th, we have our event, and students are being invited so that they can come and meet other CCIMs and take on that benefit. So really, It's fabulous to hear you share it in such a strong way, Dr. Harding.
Yeah, we had talked about that event is going to help pair people up and have a mentorship relationship, and I think that may be one of the real values that's coming into the FIU students. Dr. Harden, what are some of the other things and values that the FIU students get because of your relationship with CCIM?
Well, I think it's imperative for people to understand how you become successful, what you need to do, especially in commercial real estate. Commercial real estate is a networking, it's a people business. It's a business where in order to be successful, you have to have a track record. And so I think what CCIM and the CCIMs do is let people understand that you're not just doing one deal, you're doing a career's worth of deals.
And I think that's what it is. A lot of people may get involved with the real estate and may not realize that it's actually a career path. And it's an opportunity that I believe is really terrific because it's one of the few sales and marketing positions or careers where you can actually change your demographic cohort. And so that, to me, is very important. Frank, what are some of the initiatives going forward that the marketing national marketing team has for the alliance relationship like you have here with FIU? Yeah.
So with the mentorship specifically, besides taking it from the connection and the alliance verbally, the university alliance at the institute level, they're creating a website whereby the university students are going to be able to log on and select mentors and then have a track record with that mentor and how that alliance is going and that mentorship. So they're rolling that out in the next coming months, that's coming right down from national as to taking it on the virtual aspect, which FIU is very good at also. I mean, you in the program, you can take it completely online. They're virtual. So we are recognizing that students enjoy that value. Of course, we insist on the physical, but in this busy world of time and age, having both is not a
right
bad thing.
And the beauty on that is we had class last night. As many of you know, in Miami, there was a major rainstorm. I believe half Miami was underwater. And our students can basically watch our program video stream live on a phone, on an iPad. It's digitized. You know, you don't have to do anything too exciting except show up and participate. But the beauty back to the CCIM alliance is that if you look at what's happening in the market today, you have a lot of boutique firms. You have people who are going smaller, and there's a lot of transition in the brokerage business. Some of the big shops are looking at how they compensate people and how they actually generate business. So the question is, do you get the business because you're with a big shop or because you bring it in-house? And I think what the CCIM group does is allow for the boutique or the smaller guys to have the same set of resources that some of the bigger firms have. I know our students love Site to Do Business. If you want to see a very impressive site, go to Site to Do Business. As a student, you get access to that. I think it's only $50 as a student to be a CCIM member. That's a staggering tool. It's available to everybody.
What I'd like to do, Frank, we only have a minute left. I'd like Dr. Harden to give a little info about how people can register and get more information on FIU. Then I want you to talk about how to get more info on CCIM.
Sure.
Then I'm going to kick it back to AC.
We can do that.
Sure. If you need more information on our program, you can just go to FIU's website, or you can go to business.fiu.edu and type in real estate, and you'll get tons of information then. Information, or you can send an email to msire@fiu.edu. A lot of great things going on there. Our team was just a semifinalist at the MIT Challenge.
Whoa.
Our faculty was just ranked number one in the United States for real estate research.
Awesome.
We were just honorable mention for the Argus Challenge, and
Whoa.
We've been third two out of the last 4 years.
Wow.
So, good things are going on.
Frank, quick, we got a couple seconds.
Honored to be a part of that initiative. We can be reached at miamiccim.com, and our event on May 13th is on MMJ and the effects of in industrial real estate that it's going to come. You can register, and we only have 60 slots, I think about 20 remaining. May 13th at Morton's.
I'll be there. Okay, AC, it's yours. We'll be right back with great information you'll be able to use today on your LinkedIn page with client executive PwC partner Dave Himmel. Back after this.
Now every time I go for the mailbox,
All right, we're having too much fun here at Freed on Business. Frank has given a high five to the professor. The professor's got his headset on in a little bit of an interesting way. But one thing I know for sure is that it is time to talk about our friends and your friends at Warren Henry. That's right, Warren Henry Auto. And they are the best. And if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they are all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. Larry will be here soon to tell you what that means. He'll be here later in the show. And a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz,
where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are now here with partner in the Miami office of PwC. We've got Dave Himmel on. He's our resident expert on LinkedIn. Dave, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be back. You promoted me, by the way. I'm a director.
Oh, you're not a partner yet?
Not a partner.
Well, I got to make some phone calls.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, quickly, go Heat.
Yeah, there you go. High five. Go Heat. That'll stand forever.
Absolutely. And I got a little call out to a new colleague just joined, TC in Atlanta.
Hey, welcome. TC. High five. We need to get you down here so Dave can give you the LinkedIn tips in person. Now, Dave, you know, you're my go-to guy on everything about LinkedIn. And we had a great conversation the other day because I always get hammered by people. It seems more and more every day are trying to sell me pots and pans or electrical switches or do I need a dry cleaning service for the carpets in my office.
Right.
And Dave, should I accept those invitations or what's going on with all that?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
There's a real simple rule, Jim. What you want to do is accept invitations from people you know. Decline invitations from people you don't know, except if that's somebody that you want to know. Then you don't accept it, but you can reply. Send them a note and say, hey, thanks for sending me an invite. I'd like to meet you. Let's do a coffee.
Yeah. You know what I do? A lot of times if I do link in with somebody, I have two things. I either say, thank you for reaching out. Would you like to have a call to see how we can work together in the future? Or if I reached out to them, I go, thank you for linking in.
Yeah.
And almost nobody ever does that to me. And whenever I do it to somebody, they almost always respond if there's a business opportunity. And it's taken on a life of its own recently. I've had some great leads that have come from that.
That works. It works really well. The thing I'll tell you, Jim, that I do a lot that I feel like people don't do, there's two big things. One is connect. When you meet new people, connect. I met Frank. I'm going to connect with him when I get home. Okay? People don't do that. The other thing is use your network. You've got all these people you're connected to. Most people say, I've got a great network. I've got 2,000 connections. They're no good if you don't do anything with them. So how often do I call you up and say, hey, I see you know such and such. Could you introduce me?
And we do. And
yep. It works.
It's a real active thing.
Absolutely.
And here's a question I have for you. What's the difference between a follower and a connection on LinkedIn?
Okay. A connection is someone you actually know. You have gone to the trouble to either request a connection. So you are essentially, as if it were Facebook, you're like a friend. And a follower is someone who is following your posts. So you post something and they follow what you're posting.
Now, that's totally cool. You know, I post a lot.
I know.
I hope it doesn't bother you. Does it bother you?
Not at all. I read it. Not at all.
Okay, see, so that's the first thing is to make sure you're not bothering somebody, right?
You wouldn't be bothering me because I wouldn't have to look at it if I don't want to.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Now, I put this stuff out and I get anywhere from 30 people to 350, 400 to look at it.
Yeah, the key is not to post too often. Just like your friends who check in, say, hey, I'm at Starbucks or look at my food at this restaurant. Don't do it too often or people will tune out. They say on LinkedIn the best is to post 2-3 times a week.
Okay. I have it like at 1.5 times. I like to write a blog. And so I put the blog up on like Monday or Tuesday at lunchtime. It's the time that I post it also.
Time matters. Absolutely.
And, you know, we've also, you know, we've been looking for a kidney for my wife. And I've gotten leads through LinkedIn. Not even threes. They've been people that aren't even threes.
Yep.
So it's a very powerful tool. Now, what's one of the misconceptions that the people you work with have about LinkedIn?
Well, I think that it's that they don't understand the value of it. A lot of people say, I don't understand what to do with LinkedIn. I'm on it because I'm a professional. I know I should have it, but I don't really know why. People send me connection requests. I accept. So what do I do, though? It's just time consuming. And the key is to use the network, to send in when to look and put in that search box the name of a person or a company you want to connect with. See who you know that knows them. And then send them an email, say, hey, you know, Jim, I see that you know this guy from XYZ company. I'd like to meet him. Can you send me an email or can you send him an email rather and introduce us? That'd be great.
You know, one of the things that really bothers me about LinkedIn is the people that don't, I hate using this word, but I'm going to use it, curate their photo.
Yeah.
So they got like a Facebook photo or one of them little square photos from the yearbook picture or the hair with the long hair and a ponytail. This ain't Facebook.
No, LinkedIn is for business professionals. So, you know,
Bill, your students are going to have to listen to this as a take-home assignment.
A picture is worth 1,000 words. And we're all human, and we all judge by what we see. So you could have a great-looking profile, but if you have the wrong picture up there, it sends the wrong message.
Boy, are you kind. If you look like a schlepper, that's what's going to happen.
Well, if you have no picture up there, too.
Oh, I don't even respond to that person. That's a disengagement.
It doesn't send any message. It sends a message that, you know, you're not important. You don't care. Exactly.
So, you know, I take the LinkedIn. I sometimes have the notify everybody on the button on, sometimes off, because I don't want to bother everybody just because I changed spelling in my profile. And I'm noticing now that people are beginning to use it to prospect. Now, we talked about one good method, which is to see who you know at a firm and then have them refer.
Right.
But you mentioned something that's very important to me, and that's when I go to an event, I pick up the cards. I try to get about it. I like good events, 1 inch. Frank knows about 1 inch per event. And, that's how I build my email marketing network, too.
Right.
And then after I put them into my contact management system, I send each card. I see if they're on LinkedIn. And if they are, I connect there, too.
Yes. That's what you want to do. Literally every time I get a business card, I send a connection. But the key is not – I think people are often incorrect. The key is not quantity. The key is quality. So go to a networking event. You don't have to get an inch thick of cards. If I walk away from any sort of a networking event with one good card, that's great, because one good quality connection is worth that. You need to be able to be comfortable reaching out to that person, asking them for a favor, getting together with them. If you're not comfortable, then the connection is not worth anything.
Oh. I think that's actually a very good comment. Now, I would have to say that most of the people that I get the card from, I've had a real interaction. I've evaluated him, and I write on the card what I want my action plan is on the card.
But you are not like most people. Most people go ahead. Maybe they get a card. They send you – in LinkedIn, you have a choice between sending a personalized note or just – you can make it real easy. You just click on the person, connect, and it says – dear blah, 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 I'd like to connect with you. But that doesn't mean anything. So take the extra 30 seconds. Take the extra 30 seconds and say, Jim, it was great having lunch with you, meeting you at such and such event. You know, let's keep talking about whatever it was we were talking about. I'd like to connect with you on LinkedIn.
When are you writing the LinkedIn book, Dave? This is just great stuff. This is great stuff. Frank, do you have any questions you want to ask Dave?
Wow, I'm really amazed. I'm learning here so much with you. So with marketing
counsel for all of CCIM, so you better watch out here.
Okay. Yeah. So with LinkedIn, you have a lot of groups.
Frank. Yes.
And it seems that they're by
two
selection.
Million
there,
groups
there are many
on
groups,
yeah, right?
Literally,
2 million groups.
Yeah.
So they're very selective because you can accept to have it private, have it hidden.
Yeah.
All sorts. Can you
there's,
talk, a bit about,
talk
yeah,
about
using
groups. Talk about groups.
Groups?
Talk about groups.
Groups. Here we are. There's over 2 million groups on LinkedIn. People start new groups every day. You can start a group tomorrow. You can make it public. You can make it private. Don't go start another group. There's plenty of groups.
Find
okay?
a group, huh?
What's the purpose of LinkedIn? It's about networking and connecting. Find a group that fits your needs and interests. Join the group. Most of them will be open. Okay? And you know what? Joining a group is all fine. It's just like joining any other networking thing. If you don't participate, it doesn't mean anything. Most people, I'm going to join some groups. You join some groups. Great. It shows up on your LinkedIn. You're a member of 27 groups. Oh. But it means nothing. It's just like having 10,000 connections. If you don't use them, it's meaningless.
Now, what I do is I take my post or I take a repost, something I like from 10X or from
right.
David. And then what I do is I forward it to some groups that I'm members of where I think that it'll be interesting to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But so
there's always a but.
There's a big but.
You're such a big but.
And this is one of the things that I always find a little bit upsetting. On LinkedIn, everyone wants to post. Nobody wants to read posts and respond.
Oh, okay? I comment.
Yeah, comment. It's all about interaction. Everybody's like, post.
Oh, I comment.
I want to push it out there. I want to push out my content. But, if everybody's pushing content and no one's reading, again, it's worthless.
I'm buying. Hey, Dave, if people want to, get more information or bring some business to PwC, how do they reach you? On LinkedIn.
Absolutely. David Himmel on LinkedIn, H-I-M-M-E-L, or David.J, as in Jeffrey, .Himmel@PwC.com.
Our LinkedIn marketing expert with an assist from Frank. High five, Frank.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after this. It's photo time here in the Freedom Business Studio. It's more info you can use after this. We're going to talk about the new Freedom Business app with my friend Sanjay from Wiki Realty right after this. No, I'm happy. The guys in the studio were networking and having a great time. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best service. Always the best price. Always Warren Henry.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. I don't have time for all you guys to take photos because I have to do a live read. When you're looking at, AC, as a high-powered executive, you got to demand the best for your health and at U Health Executive Physical, that's what you get. From the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from a personal concierge that's going to guide you through a visit, your visit, and you get your customized preventive health care plan from them. It's going to help you keep feeling your best. And then for any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust U Health to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic. Weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we did some great group shots of all the folks that were here. My thumb is very prominent in those photos. AC, I got to find a way to get you in here to take the pictures. Hey, you know, U Health, that's the University of Miami Health System. They bring us the best minds, brightest minds, the best care right here in South Florida, and we all know U Health is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now U Health is implantation. What sets U Health apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your health care is second to none? Well, U Health, they do. More than collaborative care, U Health is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. U Health includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for a 12th year in a row, and it also includes the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks today. Discover how breakthrough medicine from U Health can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year. Wow, I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
When he feels nice, like sugar and spice, that's my cue to come back in. Sanjay Kuttamampuri is the founder of Wiki Realty. He's a second-generation real estate developer turned tech entrepreneur. He's helping me market myself as a real estate expert. Welcome back, Sanjay.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be back.
All right. Now, Sanjay, you and your team did a little something since you were on here last time. You produced an app. It's on my phone. It works great. What's all with that app, and how might folks get a hold of it? How do they get a copy of that?
Well, we had a lot of fun building your app, Jim, and we're really proud to be displayed on your website and all of your marketing materials because, as you said, it is an app for you. It's branded to you. And your clients, your customers can find the app on the iTunes Store and on the Google Play Store, and they can download it for free.
You know,
and once they do that, they will be in touch with all of your content that you put out regarding real estate and anything else you talk about. And we can actually call you directly and get a live link to your show.
You know, it's right here. I'm looking at it on my iPhone on the flyer we send out. You can even find it at the bottom of the flyer. It's awesome, Sanjay. What a great branding tool, because soon I'll be on everybody's phone.
Yeah, and you know, I think gone are the days very, very soon of, you know, refrigerator magnets and calendars, right? I mean, that's what real estate professionals traditionally do to stay in front of their customers, and, you know, we're in a technology age, and, you know, our app is a solution that addresses the times that we're in, and people are looking at their phones, you know, 2 to 3 hours a day, and we think it's a great branding tool for all real estate professionals to have their own app icon on their customers' phones.
I just didn't even think about it till I said it. It's just awesome because, I mean, I did get it. I look at it, and it's right there. It's got my logo. It's got my branding colors, which are orange and blue for the Gators, and a little bit of that Freed Fried thing going. Look at that, Frank. Check that out. Isn't that awesome? Look at the app.
Oh,
You got to get one.
Beautiful, brand new, Freedom Business.
Yes, I want you. Sanjay, I want Frank. Apple. Frank is the local, just the past president of CCIM, got his own firm here, he's the head and president of the CCIM marketing. I want you to meet Sanjay.
Hey, Sanjay, how's it going?
Hey, Frank, nice to meet you. What a pleasure.
All right, well, Sanjay, Frank doesn't have any headphones on because he's sitting on the wrong side of the table. So Frank's going to go to the other side of the table. And Sanjay, what are some of the things that a local commercial real estate agent or broker could use the app for?
So let me just sort of tell you why our app is different from a lot of the other apps.
That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah, I mean, so, a lot of real estate professionals might get their own branded app, but in many cases, those apps sit in a vacuum in the respective app stores, the iTunes store or the Google Play store. Nobody really knows to find that app and go download it, except for, people in that real estate professional.
The person's brother and sister and his mom.
Well,
that's my first four. Actually, no, it was one of the people in my office was my first.
But what our app does is because all of the content that you are putting on Wiki Realty, as it streams to your app, it's also being indexed by Google. So when people are searching for real estate-related topics, that content that you are putting out there on Wiki Realty is going to get found. As people find that content and click through to it, they will see your content, Jim, and then they will be prompted to download your app. So you and every real estate professional that has the app now have a way of organically growing your customer database through people finding your content on search. That is a very unique aspect of our app that many apps do not have.
Wow. I mean, Sanjay, I'm all about SEO and being found and creating good content, and I must admit I have not been abusing the app appropriately, not abusing Wiki Realty appropriately, but that's going to change. I've had a couple of things that have been take my eye off the ball a little bit the last couple of weeks. I love you, Vivian. But we are back on track, and this weekend we're really going to go hard. We're going to get some content. We're going to create some content, and maybe we'll put some of our content – I mean, not maybe. We will put our content on Wiki. I've already had a couple of people make conversation with me through the app.
No, that's fantastic. I've seen some of that on Twitter as well. And in terms of how can it be used for commercial realtors, I mean, our platform, Wiki Realty, the branded app, our products are actually great for the entire real estate ecosystem. We have a lot of residential realtors, but, we actually have public home builders now using Wiki Realty for a variety of purposes in terms of putting out content. Great applications for the commercial real estate broker as they talk about new retail centers that are coming to town or, hey, Whole Foods has just got approved for a new store that's going to be built in 6 months. That kind of information as it relates to commercial uses is fantastic information that will allow commercial realtors to get out that news real time and connect with people that might be.
I got a couple of those to put on. Just got Canvas and the filling station. I'm going to be on Wiki Realty posting it. We're representing the retail. That's great.
Dude, I'm telling you is that I want you to get together with Sanjay. I'm flipping you his contact info right now. Sanjay is the true deal. He is a real estate professional that saw, this is the way that the entrepreneurs say it. What problem are you solving, Sanjay?
We are solving the problem of really trying to understand what a neighborhood is like. When you move there or when you go, rent an office space, no one really understands the neighborhood unless they talk to people. We're taking all of that word-of-mouth conversation and creating a digital footprint around it so people can online look at where they want to live or work and then see what the neighborhood is actually like. They'll be able to see where the nearest dog parks are because a local...
Frank, this stuff is great.
It's great. Really good.
Be able to see where the new retail centers are coming into town. We've got commercial brokers talking about...
I'm sold.
...that are adding a $50 million expansion. I mean, that kind of content is generally only transmitted by a word of mouth.
Well,
that's where we help.
I just transmitted the two of you guys' contacts to each other, so after this, you guys can get together. And I'm telling you, Sanjay, Frank is a thought leader locally and nationally. This is a big deal. Frank is on the national CCIM marketing committee. So, Sanjay, I know that you wanted to make a couple of points that I didn't discuss yet. Why don't you go ahead, because you've only got 3 minutes left, and I want to make sure you get your points across.
Oh, I appreciate that. And Frank, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this as well. I mean, I was a real estate developer for 20 years and lawyer by education. And I recognized back in 2010 that, content marketing is where our industry was going because there's no way of getting out this real-time information. And Wiki Realty has really evolved into a great content marketing platform. If, you know, realtors, brokers, professionals are told they need to write content, many people don't have the time. They don't know what to write about.
Right.
We can help with that. We now have a product where we can help professionals write about local trending lifestyle content. And we deliver that content to the professional. The professional posts it. We then take that content and we promote it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to a really targeted audience. And then if you've got the app, all of that content will stream to your app. So we've really come a long way in terms of incorporating the three big buzzwords in the industry: content, social, and mobile. And it's a movement that I believe every real estate professional needs to get on.
You know, Sanjay, we're out of time for this, but I want to see if I can get you on. Frank, I want to start bringing Sanjay on and working with you a little on these first Mondays on the CCIMs.
I'd love to.
Okay. Well, Sanjay, we're going to talk. You and Frank will talk off radio here. Frank and you
will
get together.
Yep, let's
and we'll
do it.
Create more connections. We'll create more information. We'll create more community with Wiki Realty. We'll be right back after this.
I'm posting tonight.
Well, yeah, I know you're posting. You post. You're a post-o-matic there.
That.
We're going to be right back with some more information you can use right away. Larry Zinn's going to be on. We're going to talk about some great things that are going on at Warren Henry Auto, some sports in town. And we're also going to talk about the great supercar events I go to at Larry's store in Broward, the new Lamborghini Broward. So, AC, take it away. It's yours. Back after this. Right, it's Warren Henry time, and you know what that means. That means that if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you got to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and Larry, get ready. We're going to talk about what that is in the next segment, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a certified commercial investment member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Calling all fish fans, the next All-Star Bobblehead Giveaway is Saturday. Join the action as our Miami Marlins host the Philadelphia Phillies. The first 10,000 fans get a bobblehead of the 1995 All-Star Game MVP himself, Mr. Marlin, Jeff Conine, courtesy of Fox Sports Florida. You won't want to miss this exciting matchup against our division rivals. So, slide head first into Marlins Park for your chance to get your limited edition Jeff Conine All-Star Bobblehead. To purchase, go to marlins.com/ticket offers.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. I don't want to slight anybody, but we've got my favorite guest holding on the line. Larry, get on here. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Jim. How's it going?
It is going great. We got the Heat game on in a little while. The Marlins are 2 games over .500, and the Dolphins got an A- on the draft from the pundits. I think we're doing okay for spring.
Hey, you know, before anything matters, as far as the Dolphins and the Marlins go, we're looking good.
I do love you, Larry. I do love you. I do love you. Now, Larry, you know, I read your ad 3-4 times a show, and I always talk about the Warren Henry Advantage, and one of the things I talk about is red cap service. It's very important that we have a chance to talk about what red cap service is, because it really helps me keep profitable and productive in my business, and I am planning on using it more as we move forward. What is red cap service?
So RedCap is an on-demand driver service. So rather than you calling an Uber, for example, and getting into someone else's car, you can have someone drive you in your own vehicle. Beyond that, you also have the advantage of, let's say you wanted to bring your car in for service, you could have the RedCap associate come to your house, pick up your car, drop it off at the dealership, and bring it back home. And we provide that as part of a basically purchase with any of our vehicles when you service with us.
I love it. I love service with you. I got to say, hey, high five to May and your entire team on the line. I got to get up there. I'm going to be there next week getting my car serviced because I take my car to get serviced where I buy it to make sure.
I want a new car.
Well, you got to. Well, that's Frank. That's Frank. By the way, that's Frank Rodriguez. So Frank is already now tipping his hand that he's coming in to see you. Frank is the head of marketing for CCIM nationally and here one of the last outgoing president, the ex-president, I don't know, president last year.
Yes.
Or there you go.
Correct. Last 2 years.
Yeah, I don't mean to give you a promotion. But, you know, Larry, so let's talk about some of the other benefits because I roll through them real fast. What is the benefit that you find most people use in your package of benefits that's the Warren Henry Advantage?
Well, since we've had RedCap, I think RedCap is the most used and most appreciated. But, you know, key replacement is also a big deal.
Yes.
I don't know if you've ever lost a set of keys before, Jim, but, you know, they've become much more expensive to replace and reprogram than they've ever been.
Reprogram is the word. Reprogram.
Yeah. So, you know, we see a lot of customers who are very grateful the first time they lose a key or they drop it down an elevator shaft or
something
that you never thought could have happened happens. And, you know, we've got their back. You know, save them some money. So it's a great part of our program. We're really happy to have that as part of our suite of benefits. And, you know, I think that's a differentiator for us when you're looking at the same car at multiple dealerships. That's one of the things that really sets us apart.
Well, you know what else sets you apart, Larry? I'm actually using your supercar events as business development opportunities where I'm bringing my clients and sponsors to the events. I've got three different guys that want to come with me next week to your supercar event in your mid-May event. You and Floyd do a great job with your pop, and I've seen a lot of friends up there at those events too.
You know, I really enjoy that supercar event beyond, you know, the business development and the opportunity for that. I'm a car guy. So for me to be able to get in front of other people and talk cars and talk about their car and all the cars that we have here and just, you know, the culture that surrounds vehicles in general, especially on, you know, the high performance and exotic side, it's really fun for me. I don't consider that work. When we were getting this store together, it was something I really was passionate about doing. And I'm glad that we've gotten started. On our first event last month, we had almost 300 cars. This time we're expecting an even greater turnout. So I'm very hopeful for this, and I'm glad that I'm going to see you there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I already responded on Facebook. How do people get information or get on your list for the supercar stuff? I do it because I follow you on Facebook.
Well, you can follow us on Facebook at Warren Henry Auto. We also have our own page for Supercar Saturdays. It's called Supercar Saturdays Florida. And just in case, even if you know, want to come and not show a car or anything but just be a guest, it's the second Saturday of each month. So, you know, the second Saturday every month, we're going to do it, you know, one time a month. And we've got very high hopes. I'm, you know, hoping to set some records with some
where
cars
is it?
Going up here.
Yeah, tell Frank. Frank wants to bring his kids.
Where is it? Yeah, I love cars. Big fanatic.
We're just off of 75 and Griffin. You can't miss us from the highway. But it's a 4645 Volunteer Road, Davie.
Yeah, the way I get there, Frank, is I just go north out of the county on 75, and then I just get off at Griffith. It's right there. It's just awesome. It's what it does. What you look for is the place that's got like all the colors of jelly beans.
Sounds like he has a racetrack out there.
It's just he doesn't have a racetrack. He has a place where he displays these awesome gas machines that just give me just. Well, they get me excited. But you're talking about a guy who's got velocity on his three channel rotation there. So
that's right.
So Larry. Tell me about, summertime's coming, we're almost here, we just had Passover, we're in May, soon it's June. What's going on at Warren Henry over the summer?
Well, we've got some really great stuff coming. Actually, this month is very exciting for us. Beyond having Supercar Saturdays, we have the XE and the F-Pace for Jaguar slated to show up in our showrooms within the next week. And those two cars are really ones that we see that are game changers for the brand. You know, the F-Pace is an SUV that's going to start around $41,000. Jaguar has never had an SUV before, and this one is ultra elegant. And the XE is a small car. It's going to start in the 30,000s, higher 30s. And, I mean, it really changes the entire dynamic for that brand.
Larry, we only have 1 minute left. Tell people how to find out about Warren Henry, the events and the cars.
Well, the best way to always find out about our events is on social media. On any of the social media avenues, you can find us at Warren Henry Auto, and that's on Twitter, that's on Instagram, Facebook. We also have our Lamborghini Broward pages on all those. And you can always reach us at 305-690-6006 or warrenhenryauto.com.
Actually, what I'm doing right now is I'm going to email Frank your V-card so he can call you and you can hook him up with the right manager at the right store. I don't know if he wants a Jag.
Absolutely.
You want a Jag? You want a Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti?
You know, I'm a customer of theirs, and this is it's great to hear you, and you guys are very dedicated, and the service is awesome, and I've never tried Red Cap, but...
Oh, you got to. I use it all the time. It saves me money.
But I get the red carpet when I... arrive, they lend you a car. I mean, they're fabulous.
Larry,
so yeah, thank you for the information, Jim.
There you go, Larry.
I certainly appreciate it. And Frank, I hope to meet you in person. If not at the event on Saturday, before then, when you come and pick out your new car. And, you know, Jim, as always, thank you for everything and letting me be on your show. You know how much I enjoy it.
Larry, we love you. We want to thank you for being a part of the Freedom Business family. I don't think I've ever even said that before, but thank you so much, Larry. We love you. You know that.
Hey, love right back at you, and please send it to Viv as well.
I sure will, and I'm sending your V card to Larry to Frank right now. Okay,
awesome.
I want to thank everybody. Obviously, I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry, UHealth. I want to thank the CCIMs, Kind Snacks, the NFL Alumni, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, Social Media 305, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I want to thank FIU, too, for Bill Harden being here. UHealth, thank you, of course, to all of our sponsors. I've got even more of them. I've got more. That's right, the Related Group, Spectrum Mortgage, Warren Henry, we talked about, Magnum Energy Solutions, Julio and ETS, they'll be on next week. Early Shares, the NFL Alumni, CCIMs, Expresso Marketing, Social Media 305, and Lawrence Kids. That's right. Remember, go to our community, our Facebook, like our show, tell your friends. Thank you to our listeners. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. At Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website, www.friedonbusiness.com. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on the web tomorrow. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next week, next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so, so much. Thank you. Thank you, Frank. You're the man.
Yeah, Big Jim got his hat. Find out where his hat is not hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece custom-made pool cue. You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Slim.